Thanks for listening to this Arrow FM podcast, brought to you with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora. Today on Film Talks On Air, I'm delighted to welcome one of Aotearoa's most influential and celebrated filmmakers, Dame Gaylene Preston. For more than four decades, Gaylene has helped shape the landscape of New Zealand cinema as a writer, director and producer, creating documentaries, feature films and television dramas that are deeply personal, distinctly New Zealand and universally human. Her work includes films such as Mr. Wrong, Ruby and Rata, Perfect Strangers, Home by Christmas, My Year with Helen and most recently Grace, A Prayer for Peace, her documentary portrait of the renowned artist Dame Robin White. One of Gaylene's earliest documentaries was Learning Fast, filmed over 2 years with students at Makaurau College here in Masterton. Released in 1980, it followed young people as they left school and stepped into adulthood, revealing the empathy and compassion and curiosity about the human experience that would become hallmarks of her filmmaking. The film also explored the social inequalities and challenges facing young New Zealanders at the time. In 1985, Gaylene released one of the landmark documentaries of New Zealand cinema, War Stories, Our Mothers Never Told Us. Through the voices of seven women whose lives were shaped by the Second World War, the film explores love, loss, separation, resilience and survival, uncovering experiences that have often remained untold. More than 30 years later, it remains a powerful piece of New Zealand storytelling and an important record of women's experiences during wartime. It is a great pleasure to welcome Dame Gaylene Preston. Kia ora, Gaylene. Thank you for joining me.
Kia ora, Jane. It's always so lovely to be talking to somebody who understands the work and has a view that's beyond the last 5 minutes.
Oh, it's always a delight to take time to chat with you. And I think where I really want to start is I am always so fascinated about how people enter working in the New Zealand film industry and the screen industry. What was that like for you? What was your pathway into the industry?
Well, strange. I went to art school and studied painting at the University of Canterbury at Ilam. I zigzagged along, and I got a job in a psychiatric unit, and I went to England, to Cambridge in England, with my husband at the time, and I got a job in a big psychiatric hospital, and we started doing drama therapy, and the drama therapy led to my beginning making 8mm films. So it all just kind of grew like topsy. And so I'm a self-taught filmmaker because, you know, there weren't film schools then, or not any that I knew about. And one thing's led to another. Here I am.
Here you are. When you returned to New Zealand, did you have the intention of making films?
Well, I knew that as an art form, I was better at filmmaking than I was at painting. And filmmaking suited me because it's more communal. But being a painter, you spend a lot of time on your own. So while I continued to be a graphic artist and photographer, it was the filmmaking that it becomes a thing you just have to do. Yeah. And I was around, it was very interesting because I got a job at Pacific Films with John O'Shea. So this is one of the maybe two or three actual film companies in New Zealand at that time. So this is 1977. And though I only worked there for 6 months, I found that I had a bit of a niche. So I could do a bit of art direction. I could be a production designer and make a film myself. And so that's how Learning Fast happened. You know, I raised the money to make Learning Fast because I was really, I was actually quite appalled at what I could see coming for young people in small towns in New Zealand. And so we were in a cradle-to-grave employment time, everybody walking around in walk shorts and sort of everything's fine, and you could be a hairdresser and buy your own house. I mean, you know, it was such a different time. And I had lived in Brixton in London, and I knew what was coming because I saw it there. And so that's where Learning Fast came from. And I continued to art direct for quite some time after that. I think being around the beginning of something is really invigorating and incredibly liberating, because there's no main road. Everybody's got their machete out and carving their own path, because there isn't any other choice. So if you wanted a crane shot, someone was going to have to build the crane, and that was the environment it was like.
Wow.
Before the Film Commission was set up, TVNZ had a very small fund for independent practitioners, and basically you just kind of did it. You had to invent it.
Yeah. Another
but
film.
I still like working that way.
Yeah. I was going to say, another film that you made here in the Wairarapa was, of course, Mr. Wrong. And that was a really interesting experience to go from documentary to drama.
Well, yeah. Nobody knew what they were doing back then, though. So Mr. Wrong was made in 1984, and there had been a real blossoming of drama making, New Zealand storytelling, because when the Film Commission was set up, the first CEO of the Film Commission, a man called Scrubs Blakeney, he had been a merchant banker, and he just found a tax loophole that was really for fishing boats. And it was possible to use it to make a film. So suddenly there was access to money, and you see a real blossoming from 1976, 77, 78, Sleeping Dogs, Solo, those films start a real conversation with the New Zealand audience, making New Zealand work. And then there's just a whole lot of them. And then they stop because the government realised that this accident had happened, and they meant it for fishing boats and not filmmaking. So
wow.
It's always been, you know, the problem with filmmaking is you can't really talk about it as an art form, because you need so much money to make them. So how the business works is an integral part of how the art can be achieved. You can't just go off into your studio and sharpen your pencil and get drawing.
Yeah.
You have to have the idea, raise the money, and then do it.
Yes. Mm. Yeah. Another film that I am really looking forward to sharing with a local audience is War Stories Our Mothers Never Told Us. Where did the idea for this film come from?
Well, I made Sonia Davies, who also has long association with Wairarapa.
Yeah.
And the publishers there, she wrote a book called Bread and Roses, which was an autobiography. And I had been cartooning for the unions, so I got to know Sonia that way when she was working for the Shop Employees Union. So when Sonia was reading her book on the radio, and after I'd made Mr. Wrong, and I thought, I could do anything. I'll do Sonia's book. Well, 7 years later, I'm still, you know, I worked with Graham Tetley and Robin Lang, and it took us a while, but And in between that, we made Ruby and Rata. But when I was doing Bread and Roses, I was in the film archive looking at this amazing archive of film. It was, first of all, the Prime Minister's Department, then it was the film unit. And this amazing film we have, a treasure of World War II. But, of course, it becomes pretty obvious when you look at that, that the women's story isn't being told. And we were telling Sonia's story, but there, I thought, well, there's so much more. And, of course, I'm part of a generation who we grew up in the bright light of the new peace, little knowing that a terrible bomb had been dropped on Hiroshima. So we were the kiddies of the late 40s and 50s who were the lucky recipients of everything lovely. And, you know, like any bright light, it has a very, very dark shadow. And as I got older, I started to want to know how things were for the women who were living through World War II, because it seemed strange that that whole big thing was a male history. And so I started working with Judith Fyfe. She had worked with Hugo Manson, another Wairarapa person, setting up the Oral History Centre at the Turnbull Library. And we started raising money and we managed to get some oral histories going. And eventually I was able to make that into a film, which is War Stories. So I get enough money to raise the money to make it. I'm talking about money a lot.
Well, it is important in making a film. It really is. I'm fascinated by the woman that you interviewed. I mean, how did you find or choose or select, you know, the woman that appear in this film?
Well, we had the oral history and Judith managed that for me. And we said, well, the women who had talked about the war up till then, who were sort of on the official record, were the nurses and the WACs, the women who went off with the army. And so there was this huge blank for everybody else. And so we just got together and we trained up people to make oral histories. And we just said, go and interview your aunties, which they did.
Wow.
And we got a very interesting, we've got a great collection, oral history collection, which is now over 70 interviews at the Turnbull Library. And we wanted to make sure the Māori story was told, and we wanted to make sure that the immigrant story was told. So we've got a good range.
A really good
of
range.
Women who were young women. I mean, the women in War Stories were all, I guess they're all talking about before they turned 30. They're 80, and they're talking about, and every single person that I rang to ask, and they were selected because I said to the interviewers, who was your favourite interview? And they thought, well, you have to interview so-and-so because she's so interesting. And you get a great range. You get a range of class and you get a range of experience from those seven women in War Stories.
Well, I just want to let everyone know, everyone that's listening, that we're going to be screening War Stories Our Mothers Never Told Us is a special Matariki matinee screening, and that's happening at Regent Three Cinemas Masterton on Saturday the 11th of July. And I'm delighted that I've partnered again with Cafe Strada. They are going to be putting on a special soup and bread lunch to the theme of Matariki, which is all around gathering and sharing. but also the film is also relates to the Pohutukawa star of remembrance of those who have passed and the gathering and the storytelling. So I'm really thrilled with how this has all worked out. People can buy a ticket to have the lunch and see the cinema, the film screening at the Regent, or just come to the screening. But the added bonus is that we're going to have you with us to talk to the audience in a Q&A after.
Oh, look, and Jane, you know what? I have a picture above my sink of all of the women.
Wow.
that we took, and I look at them every day. And, you know, the great thing about making a movie is you have a life with the people afterwards. And we all went to LA. The war stories were selected by the Friends of the American Archive for a series of screenings that are very well attended. And it's a $200 ticket screening.
Wow.
And then everybody comes back to the embassy and gets entertained. And somehow, thanks to Air New Zealand and the American Film Archive, they rang me and said, oh, we'd like you to come with one of the women. And I said, you know, because they knew that one was my mother. And I said, oh, well, it can't be like that. It's either I'll come, but it's either none or all as far as the women go. So they got the money. And we had this amazing trip to Los Angeles. It was such an adventure. So there I was with these 80-year-old women who were just full of energy. They wore me out. I mean, they're up in the morning at 5 o'clock. And my daughter Chelsea was with us. And we had such an amazing time. We had a cocktail. Phyllis Diller invited us to a cocktail party. Sir William Pickering took us through NASA. He was treated like a god.
Wow.
Yeah. So the film doesn't just stop when the film stops for a filmmaker, and it becomes the people in your films become friends and companions in your mind. And I'm now 79, so I'm starting to relate to the age they were when we did all that. It's really interesting. And of course, my daughter's got Caterpillar, her film out there, which is a story of her growing up with my mother and I in the same house. And in that story, my mother is the same age as me. So I'm a woman in transition.
It's also sounds a little bit like art imitating life, or the vice versa.
Yeah,
it is.
I've got all down the hall. I've got the family photographs, and at a certain point, the family photographs turn into Chelsea playing her grandmother in Home by Christmas.
Amazing. I am really looking
forward. It's a real privilege.
Yeah,
it's a real privilege to be part of a small. The beginning of something, and to be able to spend a lifetime making personal films.
Yeah. Well, I also want to just raise that in 1995, War Stories Our Mothers Never Told Us actually won Best Film at the New Zealand Film and Television Awards. So congratulations for that too.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All kinds of reasons to look forward to it.
There you are.
Very much looking forward to sharing this. And I'll just remind everyone again that tickets are available online through Humanitix. We're doing one screening for Matariki Matinee on Saturday, the 11th of July. Gaylene,
I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah. And yeah. We always love having you over here as well. And, I want to thank you for taking the time to chat with me today, and I will see you very soon.
Thanks, Jane, and good luck to you.